Bale served three tours in Iraq. On his second tour, in 2006 and 2007, his platoon leader was Lieutenant Chris Alexander. Reached by cell phone, Alexander describes Bales as an awesome soldier.
He always got, you know, the job done. I mean, it's just one of those things. He's just a really solid guy. You give this guy a task, and it could be menial, it could be dangerous, you know, either way, but you never had to worry about whether he was going to get it done and get it done well. I mean,
after the Battle of Najaf, Bale's commanding officer recommended him for a Medal of Valor, though he didn't get one. Alexander says he and other former members of that company found out on Monday that Bales had been linked to the massacre, and they kept it quiet until the name was finally leaked yesterday. He says everyone who knows Bales from that time is mystified, and he guesses this might be a case of post-traumatic stress disorder.
I would be surprised, though, if we've been told everything. I mean, there's just a lot about the story that just doesn't make sense.
Later, on his third tour in Iraq, Bales was injured twice, including a brain injury, though the severity is not known. More recently, his family back home may have been undergoing financial strains. Just days before the shootings, his wife asked a realtor to put their Washington State house on the market, priced at a loss. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.